It's official, Delta's new council can now get down to work. In front of family, friends and invited guests, the new council was officially sworn in at a ceremony at City Hall in Ladner Monday night. Piped into council chambers by a member of the Delta Police Pipe Band, members of Delta Police and the Delta Fire Department, Mayor George Harvey, re-elected councillors Alicia Guachan and Dylan Kruger and new councillors Daniel Boisvert, Jesse Dosange, Rod Binder and Jennifer Johal each took the oath of office and oath of allegiance administered by the Honorable Madam Justice Barbara Norell. South Delta Baptist Church Pastor Paul Park offered a prayer of dedication, while Frank Campbell and Angeline Splockton from the Sawasen First Nation, TFN, drummed and sang the Eagle Blessing. TFN Chief Laura Cassidy was joined by Executive Councillor Valerie Cross, Cown, Bryce Williams and Cown, Taylor Baker at the ceremony. "Congratulations to the new council on your election," said Cassidy. "The Sawasen First Nation values our relationship with the City of Delta. In the past we haven't had the best relationship, but in recent years we have endeavored to walk the same path. As governments we need to work together as partners to steward these lands using the teachings of our ancestors and the modern tools we have today." Also on hand from the Musqueam Indian Band were councillors Brett Sparrow and Nolan Charles. "As an elected representative myself, I understand that the success of these elections come from your ability to understand the priorities of the community's interests that you represent," said Sparrow. "This is about turning the page to a new chapter of relationship building. We are very much looking forward to working together. Truth and reconciliation is about strengthening relationships and we all win by working together." In his inaugural address, Harvey thanked the voters of Delta for re-electing him to a second term as mayor. "This has been a very important election, one where I, and the newly elected council ran a positive, forward-thinking campaign talking about issues in the community. We look forward to delivering on our commitments. With a fresh, strong mandate from the people of Delta, we are going to move our community forward. A second term is a tremendous honor and an opportunity to allow me to continue working with council towards my goal of Delta being recognized as the best place to work and raise a family here in Canada." Harvey spoke about the work in the last term, which he said focused on record investments, keeping taxes low and Delta debt-free. "We know there is much more we can do," Harvey said. "Recognizing the rising costs of living, the financial impacts of COVID-19 for Delta families and seniors, we are committed to keeping our property tax rates among the lowest in the Lower Mainland to ensure Delta remains affordable for our residents." Harvey said council will continue to strive to make Delta a safe place to live by investing in its police officers and firefighters as well as pushing the provincial government for more support for paramedics. He said over the coming months the city will be continuing to reach out to the public to complete Delta's Parks Master Plan, rebuild the Windskill Aquatic Center, complete the Crommie Park Master Plan, build a second turf field at Mackey Park and replace the aging tracks at Delta Secondary and Sequam Secondary. Harvey also reinforced the city's commitment to working closely with the business community, as well as creating more diverse housing options for all. "I love this city and look forward to continuing to serve this community as Delta's mayor, which has been a privilege and an honor of a lifetime," he said. "Thank you, Delta. It's time for us to get back to work."